Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Wes. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading time, let's pause for a moment to be still and be aware of God's presence with us. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord what we're thinking and feeling, as well as to thank Him for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do. Prayer for the Church. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church, and because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Pray this prayer with me as we approach the Word of God. Lord, as I read your words, I ask that you, Holy Spirit, will lead me and give me understanding. Draw near and meet with me. Out of your steadfast love and abounding grace, lead me into your kingdom today. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labor. By the east wind, you shattered the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever, Selah. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Number her towers. Consider well her ramparts. Go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is our God, forever and ever. He will guide us forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, the first thing that jumps out at me is this interesting phrase in verse 14, that this is God. The psalmist is talking about Mount Zion. He says, walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God. And it almost seems like he's saying, this mountain is God. It's kind of odd language, but what he's really saying is, hey, walk around this place, get familiar with this place so that you can tell the next generation who God is, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. So he's not saying the mountain is God, but he's saying what God has done here is significant. And I think the thing that I've been learning a lot the last couple of years is how important geography is to the kingdom of God. Yeah, the kingdom is written on our hearts as a spiritual reality, but it has present physical implications, I think that's something that really jumps out in this psalm, is that we're instructed to come to a place, a physical location, and remember what God has done and remember what God has promised. So Zion is this mountain of God. God has met with the people here, and the psalmist is saying, hey, let's continue to tell our kids about this great heritage that we have, that God has met with us, that we are his people, and that he has promised that we'll be his people forever. It reminds me of when the Israelites were in the Exodus from Egypt towards the promised land. God instructed them to put up these stones of remembrance, these big monuments that they would erect along the way to mark out a battle or a significant event, a time when God had delivered them. That's why in the old hymn we sing, "Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home." It's talking about that idea that Ebenezer stone was a stone of remembrance. It was a place where when the next generation came and saw it, they would say, hey, what's this all about? And it would give them an opportunity to remember these stories of how God had delivered them in the past, and to point towards the future and say he's promised to continue to deliver us and to continue to be our good king and our good God. And I think that's exactly what the point of this verse is at the end of our psalm today, is that God has been faithful to us. We can look around and see the physical realities of what's happening here that prove that God has been faithful to us, and remember that he will guide us forever. And that's a beautiful reality that brings me comfort. It makes me ask the question of my own kids, am I living in such a way when we see the mountains, I lift my eyes to the hills, from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Like, am I looking at these physical things that God has done and calling my children's attention to it so that they'll understand that God has been faithful and that he will be faithful forever? I think all of us, even if we don't have kids, if we're following Jesus, we should be asking ourselves today, am I living in such a way that I'm inviting the next generation to remember how God has been faithful? Am I telling my story of deliverance to the next generation of Jesus followers as a way to encourage them in their faith that he has been faithful and he'll be faithful again? John Calvin once said that the Psalms are an anatomy of all parts of the soul. And I just think that's amazing. So I love to see what Calvin had to say about a psalm when I'm meditating on it. And on this verse, this last verse, Calvin said, "We do not have an uncertain God." I want to leave you with this. We do not have an uncertain God, or a God of whom we have only a confused or an indistinct apprehension, but one of whom we have a true and solid knowledge. When the faithful here declare that God will continue unchangeably steadfast to his purpose in maintaining his church, their object is to encourage and strengthen themselves to persevere in a continued course of faith. God, would you bless us today in that way, that this idea, this remembrance that you have been faithful to generations and that you have promised to continue to be faithful forever. Lord, would that encourage us and strengthen us to persevere in a continued course of faith today? We can look around and we can see so many ways that you have loved us and been faithful to us. You've called us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Lord, make us aware of it. Make us feel in a special way today the comfort of faith, and help us to persevere, to continue to trust you through the ups and downs and the trials of this day. Help us to live in such a way and speak in such a way today that we invite others to remember your faithfulness, and that we invite others to believe and to follow you as well along this path of righteousness that you've laid us on, so that the next generation could remember your faithfulness and trust in you as you guide us forever. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.